Hey there, champions. Jay Cotter here, your daily dose of sports-infused motivation because let's face it, life's a game and we're all playing to win. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can seriously level up your game both on and off the field. Building emotional intelligence through self-awareness. Now, before you think this is some fluffy, touchy-feely stuff, hear me out. Emotional intelligence isn't just about being a softie, it's about understanding your own emotions, knowing how they impact your actions, and using that knowledge to make smarter decisions, build stronger relationships, and ultimately, crush your goals. Ever felt like you were riding an emotional rollercoaster, making rash decisions based on how you felt in the moment? You know that feeling when anger boils over or frustration turns into a full-blown meltdown? That's where self-awareness comes, and it's the foundation of emotional intelligence. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that awareness and become an unstoppable force. First, get real with yourself. We all have those triggers, those moments that send our emotions into overdrive. Recognizing them is step 1. Keep a journal, track your feelings, and notice the patterns. Are you more prone to frustration during traffic jams? Does public speaking send chills down your spine? Identifying these triggers allows you to prepare for them, manage your responses, and ultimately stay in control. Remember, champions don't let their emotions control them, they master them. Second, practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing the words someone says, it's about truly understanding their perspective, even if you disagree. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and underlying emotions. Ask clarifying questions, show empathy, and strive to see things from their point of view. Building strong connections is all about understanding where others are coming from emotionally. Think of it like this. Every interaction is a chance to learn and grow, both personally and professionally. Third, develop your self-talk. That inner voice, the one constantly chattering away in your head, can be either your biggest cheerleader or your harshest critic. Learn to recognize negative self-talk patterns and challenge them. Replace those "I can't" statements with "I will" affirmations. Remember, you are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Fourth, embrace vulnerability. It takes courage to admit your weaknesses and ask for help. But by being open and honest about your struggles, you create stronger connections and build trust. Think of it as a superpower. Vulnerability allows us to connect on a deeper level and fosters genuine relationships. Remember, even the most successful athletes have coaches, mentors, and support systems. And finally, practice mindfulness. Take time each day to check in with yourself, observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and cultivate a sense of present moment awareness. This could be as simple as taking a few deep breaths, going for a walk in nature, or meditating for just 5 minutes. Mindfulness helps you stay grounded, manage stress, and make more conscious decisions. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're in a high-pressure situation, a big game, a crucial presentation, or even a heated debate. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and your mind is racing. But instead of panicking, you take a deep breath, remember your triggers, and consciously choose how to respond. You actively listen to the other person's perspective, manage your emotions with self-awareness, and communicate calmly and effectively. See what I mean? That's the power of emotional intelligence in action. It allows you to navigate challenges with grace, resilience, and ultimately, success. So, champions, remember these key takeaways. Get real with yourself, practice active listening, develop your self-talk, embrace vulnerability, and cultivate mindfulness. These are your tools for building emotional intelligence and becoming the best versions of yourselves both on and off the field. Now, go out there and own your game. Share this episode with a friend who could use a boost, leave us a review, and let me know in the comments what you're doing to build your emotional intelligence. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and remember, champions are made, not born.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.